Hello and welcome to Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty, the kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into a heartfelt discussion that challenges, inspires, and connects. Ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. What's up, family? It's your girl, Samantha Lee. And you guys, I am here with another one. And I titled this one, It Gets Lonely. Now, I don't know if this one is going to be titled this in the podcast thing. I might change it up. But the original title, if I don't change it up, was It Gets Lonely. And when I started this whole podcast thing to begin with, I wanted this to be something that was transparent, something that was just me standing in my truth and hoping that it helps somebody, enlighten someone, make someone feel like they're less alone. And this is one of those podcasts where I'm just going to be brutally honest. I was talking with a friend the other day and we were discussing just relationship things. You know, a lot of people reach out and they'll see posts and they'll ask me what I think about it and we'll go back and forth, or they may have, in, you know, some type of behavior that they saw and they want to talk about it. And one of the things that was shared was that some of the young ladies today, you know, they give themselves really quickly. Like they don't tend to have, some of those beautiful women tend not to have the highest of standards when it comes to being intimate with somebody, right? Or giving themselves to someone. They don't have the highest of standards. And I was like, well, it reminds me of that, you know, Kanye West lyric, the prettiest people do the ugliest things on the road to riches and diamond rings. But I thought about it even deeper in my own journey, where if we're being completely honest, it's hard to have standards. It's hard to say no when you ain't got no other option in your face. And sometimes you saying you're more likely to say no than yes. And that can leave you in a place where you feel lonely. And guys, I'm not going to lie. There are times where I do feel more lonely than not. And I decided to be honest about this because I think that people think that when they choose singleness, it's like, oh, like, what is that? You know, it's this, it's that. Like when I'm in this last year of my life, it has been an intentional decision to really be very strategic and intentional with my time. That means I'm not just talking to people to talk to them. I'm not just dating people to date them. I'm not just, no, if I'm there, if I'm talking, there's an intention. Like there is an intention. I want to see where this goes, or this may be something that I'm interested in. I do believe people's time is absolutely valuable. I think that I've had more of a epiphany of how valuable time is, how precious time is, how not promised time is, to where I am more cognizant about not wasting other people's time. If I don't want what they want, I let them know. I may not be the best at it, but I try my best to be honest. Because at the end of the day, I think that we all have a journey. And I think that as you go and you grow, you start to see what is for you, what's not for you. And as I become more particular about who I spend my time with, you feel a little bit more lonely because you're not just filling in the space. You're not just going on dates. You're not just having conversations. You're being more intentional. And we went back and forth on this conversation with this person. And I said, yeah, you know, like at the end of the day, I think that sometimes people will accept anybody just to not feel alone. Like some people's biggest fear is being alone and loneliness. And I have had to overcome that because I realized in my past, you know, you just fill in the space, you just fill in the blank. And that caused me to be in relationships I shouldn't have been in, entertain people way longer than I should have. And I don't want to do that anymore. I really have made a decision with God. And I ain't perfect. Listen, I'm not perfect. You know, there's times where me and God ain't on the same page about what I want and what he wants. If I'm being completely honest, it's like, God, I hear you. I hear you got somebody for me. I know somebody is coming around the bend. I believe in you. But, you know, over time, it's starting to get harder and harder to believe because it ain't happening. And people mistake like, oh, you're single because there's no, what's wrong with you? Why not? It's like, well, no, I'm being intentional. In our world, we have made it okay to just fill in the space with whoever. And I've used my platform to really go against that. No, this is for men and for women. You've got to be discerning about who you decide to link up with, because it's not just about, oh, I want to sleep with somebody, or oh, I just want to cuddle with someone tonight, or oh, I just want somebody for the weekend. No, like it's deeper. It's so much deeper. That's why most religions talk about this one thing, not allowing people, certain people's energy, certain people's spirit to be connected to you, because it's real. And yes, it gets lonely. Yes, it gets lonely. But what I will tell you is that I think a lot of women today, and I can't speak for men, but I see it with women, is that because they don't see anything better, and when they see something they think is the best option that they can get, they do anything they can to lock it down. And if I lead with my looks, if I lead with my physical, I'm going to lead with my physical. So if my best asset is my physical, I'm going to lead with that, because that's what sells me. That is my, you know, I don't know how else to say it, but if like you're in a basketball game, that's my signature move. That's my thing. That's what I bring to the table. But if you have other things that you believe are assets, you're going to be like, okay, I don't necessarily need to get that because I got other things to give. But if I have nothing else to give, I'm going to leave with what I got. And we also are operating in our world today, period, with this fear of missing out. Like, dang, if I settle down here, or if I don't, you know, sleep with this guy tonight, he may not call me again. I might not see him again. Maybe my best chance to lock down this guy is to sleep with him. And you don't realize, yes, yeah, sometimes that may work, but a lot of times it don't. You are definitely taking a risk, because now you've given him essentially what he wanted. He doesn't know you well enough to know he wants anything else. You can all, you know, I studied male attraction. The first step to male attraction, which is no secret, is lust, right? It's, I like you. You look good, right? Second step is attraction. We got something in common. I like your energy. I can listen to you talk. You don't, you know, whatever that may be. I like your mind. You know, I like the way you think. I like, you know, now it's more like attraction. Then I think three is like, it's like falling in love, but it's like companion. It's something like the falling in love stage, but that's besides the point. We'll get to that later. I say that to say that a man at first doesn't know exactly what category he's putting you in. He might be like, well, she looked like, you know, she could be somebody, but I don't know. We'll see how she moves in this scenario. And if she moves in a certain way, that may make me more attracted or less attracted to her. And I think that because we operate off of this fear of missing out, fear of loss, we are an impulsive. And we are giving ourselves to things too soon without really taking the time to understand what we are giving ourselves to. And I think in my journey, if I'm being transparent, I've had to be okay with, okay, you know what? My phone dry. You know, no one said, you know, text messages, this, that, and the third. And there was a time where, like, you know, my daughter would leave and, you know, I'd be here and I'm like, you know, when I say she leaves, I mean, she might be with her dad or she may go with my mom or whatever that may be. And I'm like, dang, like, I feel lonely. Like, it's like, oh gosh, like, I really am single. I really am doing this. And y'all, I can't even believe I'm being this honest on here, but I'm like, whatever. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And it was those times where I was like, oh, well, let me, you know, like, I didn't know another way of getting out of my shell and doing my thing besides, you know, going on a date or doing this, that, and the third. Like, in the past, you know, it was always like connected to another person. But I've learned in this time how to be intentional with my time. So for those who are trying to be intentional with their journey, it's about now really understanding, what do you like? What do you enjoy? What I've learned in this time is that I really do enjoy sports. I really do. So I'm really, I watch games in Atlanta. There's things that you can go to watch certain people play ball. I like having good conversations with people. Like, y'all see me do it on the internet, but I genuinely enjoy a good dialogue. So I'll go with my friends and we might be having these conversations and men gonna have questions and women gonna have questions and we gonna debate. I love that. Look, I'm down for that any day of the week. It may be, you know, I really enjoy, you know, being on my own, sitting on my porch, being outside, one with nature. Like, there's just certain things I'm learning about myself. I love being with my family, which I've always loved being with my family, but just spending time with my family, like learning how to not be, or not let your happiness or your fulfillment at this time be dependent upon whether or not you're in a relationship. Because I think a lot of us, we get caught up in that. We get caught up in, oh, if I'm not with somebody, I'm not happy. Or if I'm not connected to someone, you know, how can I enjoy my life if I'm not with my soulmate, or this, that, and third. And we rush to get somebody with us because we don't know how to be on our own, and we do not know how to live life well on our own. And people will tell me, oh, well, I'm single. I've been single for 2 years. Well, how single have you been? Have you really spent time on your own? You ain't talking to nobody? Like, nobody. When I say nobody, I mean nobody texting your phone. When you are really just spending time with you, not just collecting women or collecting men, just really spending time with you. Have you had those moments? Because those moments are so key. I was on social media right before we got off. I had to post my content for the day, and I saw this post where this therapist was talking about how 95% of people don't spend enough time on their own prior to entering into a new relationship. That most people, because of the discomfort that they feel from not being in a relationship, they rush into the next one. And what he was saying was, because they don't heal, they end up in getting into relationships with people that are reflections of their past. Basically, a different spirit. Same spirit, different face. And they just keep kind of repeating the patterns of their past because they haven't had enough time to heal. And he said this little catchy phrase, which I really, really like. He said, oh, come on. I'm about to find it. He said something about I got to look it up. If I can't find it, it is what it is, y'all. But he said, you can't, basically using the same bait, because you're using you can't catch a different face because you're using the same bait. But there's another word, it was different, but he used the word bait. And he's basically alluding to the fact that because we are not doing anything different, we haven't healed, we haven't grown, we haven't learned our lessons, we haven't decided, like, because y'all, I'm gonna give you a little bit of insight. I think that when you initially leave relationships, you have a moment of where you're choosing from a place of pain, depending on which end of the relationship you were on. So if the person left you and it is genuinely your fault, you may say, you know what, there was a lot of good in that person. There might have been, maybe there were some things that were missing. Maybe there were some things that I need to grow in, but I can't necessarily fault that person. And it might not be bad, a bad thing that you attract the same spirit. You might just need to change your spirit so you don't sabotage another opportunity with someone you think is of quality, right? So it's also that reflection time of how you can show up. Because if I attract, let's say you don't take the time to be by yourself and on your own, and you go into your next relationship and you have not healed and you have not grown and you already sabotaged the first one, are you going to go into the second one and sabotage it again? If you don't take the time to heal, you will, because you have not taken enough time to really understand what you need to understand in order to have a successful relationship. And because we are, our world is so connected, but we feel so far apart. We really do. Like, I feel like one of the hidden responses to the pandemic is the epidemic of loneliness. Well, we're so like visible, connected, but we feel so alone. And I think a lot of people, because of this feeling, it prompts them to just find somebody quick, easy, convenient, rather than really taking the time to be okay with self. Dr. Miles Monroe talks about how the best types of relationships is when someone is full and another person is full, and it's not somebody who's depleted getting with someone who's full, because the person who's full is going to have to pour into the cup of the person that's depleted, and it will, then somebody else is depleted, and they'll, you know, the one or one person is just emptying themselves to fill someone else, and they're not getting filled themselves. And so it breeds resentment, it causes tension in the relationship. And it's not the best relationship to have when someone doesn't know how to fill their own cup. And I think when I've seen people, men and women, because it's not just women. I know we stereotype women like, oh, women the main ones gonna be in a new relationship. Women may be the ones that rush into a relationship, maybe, but if you look at the statistics, men be running. Men be going into that next situation very, very quickly. Or they end up sleeping with somebody very, very quickly. Why? Because that's how a lot of people cope with the feelings of discomfort, with the feelings of not really sure what the next move is. Maybe you thought your life would always be with this one particular person, and now you don't have it. And you just kind of grabbing at whatever is around you in order to kind of make sense of what your world looks like now. And that's not a bad thing. The issue of recompartmentalizing your trauma is that you're now involving another person, another spirit, another energy into your world, and it makes things more complex. You don't really have the time or the chance to really reformulate your world for you without involving somebody else in it. And so I want to challenge people that, yes, it gets lonely. It gets lonely. It does get, it does. I'd be lying to you if I said it doesn't. But I think in this time, my relationship with God has grown. I've learned that it's human to have these different thoughts. It's human to be uncomfortable with what you know God is doing. And it's okay to talk to God like he's a friend. It's okay to be like, okay, look, I know you're doing good things, but this is taking way longer than you said it would. This is getting a little ridiculous. Like, it's okay to have these moments with God because he's a perfect father. And I've learned that's part of this process. But still reaffirming my faith that even though I don't see what he's bringing me to, or who he's bringing me to, or what it's going to look like and how it's going to be, I'm learning in this season that God is good. He's reverent. He is sovereign. everything he's doing is with purpose, for a purpose, and that anything he has for me is greater than anything that I can ever conceive or imagine. Ephesians 3:20 says he does exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. I think 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. My mind can't even conceive all that God is going, has planned for us. Romans, oh, Sam, you know this verse. It says, all things are working for the good for those to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I think it's Romans 2:8 or 8:2. Y'all, I'm just calling these scriptures off the top of my head, so forgive me if I don't refer to them in the right with the right scripture. But it's these things that I use to affirm myself when I'm getting weak. I memorize scripture in order to combat the thoughts that inevitably come when you're trying to walk a walk and you're trying to be intentional. And no, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect, y'all. I'm not going to sit here and paint the picture that I am. I'm human. But I do desire to walk this a certain way. I do desire to honor God with the way that I move. And again, I am not going to paint the picture that I do that perfectly. I attempt. But I also want to, I hold myself to a particular standard, and I don't just throw out those standards because somebody is, you know, is my type. Or they're, you know, is a desirable person. Like, no, I think that there's a big mistake that I see in society today. That because it's your type, or it's this person that, you know, maybe you've had a crush on, or, you know, it's, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's a guy that you think is just a super desirable guy. I don't know. You know, or a woman that you feel like is super desirable, or a woman that's super attractive to you. You can't just throw out your standards. You got to say, listen, these are certain things that I value, and not valuing the dumb stuff, the things that literally, I mean, a year from now may not even matter to you. But something that like, okay, she's intelligent. Okay, he's intelligent. Okay, he's got character. He's a man of his word. He's integral. He's somebody that I feel like will be an asset to my life, that will fight for me when I'm fighting for him, and it won't be a one-sided relationship. Like, those are the things that matter. And I think that a lot of us neglect those things because we want so badly to be in relationships with specific people or just a person. We don't want to get uncomfortable. We don't want to be alone. So we accept anything and pretend we're happy. There's a quote that says, some people are so afraid of loneliness that they accept the devil as a mate and they pretend that they are happy. Part of this process is getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. And that is like, as you grow in your life, in your platform, in anything that you are doing, it gets lonelier and lonelier and lonelier at the top. You cannot be afraid of that. And you can't just surround yourself with people because, oh, I don't like being alone. No, because you're now sabotaging your own success potentially with who you decide to have around. So you have to be discerning. You have to use wisdom. You cannot allow your feelings to drive the car when you're trying to get to the next level. If you want a next level mate, you got to do next level things. When you want a next level job, you want a next level income, you have to make certain sacrifices. There are people that I know that I will sit there and be like, okay, well, this, you're not happy. You're not happy in your relationship. I can tell, I can smell the miserableness, and we can talk and you can continue to let me know all the things that are wrong in your relationship. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'm just going to stay. Okay, well, if you decide to stay, you have to understand something. That God will let you live on whatever level you settle for. So if you decide that you want to settle here, you want to settle in the wilderness, that is where you'll stay, miserable. And the next generation of Israelites will make it to the promised land. Because they did not settle in the wilderness. You are not meant to settle here, family. And that doesn't mean having unrealistic expectations or unrealistic. Some people's standards don't even make sense. I'd be asking, like, why does that matter? Why does that matter? What does that do for you? Why does that particular thing matter? But now the attraction, I'm never going to argue. You should be attracted. Anybody that's listening to me, you've heard me talk on other podcasts about the importance of being attracted to somebody. But it's like certain things that people say that they can't be without. Like, he got to have this. How does that help you? It may help you in one way, but how does it help you? It's more like why. Why is that so important to you? Because I think that sometimes when we like start questioning our thoughts, like why do we do the things that we do, we have a better insight on our motivations. Remember, God doesn't just look at what we do. He tests the motivations of the heart. And there are things that you are doing and there are certain impulses that you are living your life by. In order to grow, in order to get to the next level, you have to expose those things. I've said this a million times on other platforms. You cannot heal what you do not reveal. So family, I want to encourage you guys to get uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable. Do what you know God is telling you to do. If God is calling you to be alone, be alone. Don't be out here moving around and putting God in it. God ain't got nothing to do with that, and you know it. Really heal. Really move forward. Really chase purpose. Don't half-heartedly do it because it's uncomfortable. Because I'll tell you, the first couple months of being alone, is it uncomfortable? Absolutely. But after that, it gets better. And it'll get hard sometimes. But then you start understanding, oh, let me call a friend. Let me go out to a restaurant that I've decided I've always wanted to go to. Let me watch my favorite show. Let me do things for myself to create excitement in my life that's not contingent upon another party wanting to do it, not wanting to do it, whether their motivation is this or that, whether I give something that I can't get back. No, it's just me and me. And even though I'm imperfect, at least I can trust me. So you guys, that's the end of this particular video or podcast. I just wanted to really share that, you know, the truth of the matter is that being single and in this journey of singleness, is it lonely? Yes, it does get lonely. Having standards does bring about the potential for you to be lonely. Having standards for yourself. And I'm not talking about so much other people, but for yourself. What you're not going to do, no matter who it is, no matter what it is, it's those things that I hold on to, that I hold firm to. And what stays, stays, and what goes, goes. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love Samantha Lee, More Than Just Pretty Podcast. It has been a privilege to share this space with you where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media, share your journey and insights, and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, remember, real beauty starts with being true to yourself. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and Game System. You to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.